Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agriculture news up next.
In the race for governor, who can you trust to lead Oklahoma forward and protect our conservative values and way of life? The Oklahoma Farm Bureau has made their selection, and they strongly endorse Todd Lamb for governor. The Oklahoma Farm Bureau says Todd Lamb values the needs of Oklahoma farmers and ranchers. And Todd Lamb will stand up for agriculture and rural Oklahoma. Listen to Tom Fanning, 2017 Cattleman of the Year.
Todd Lamb's a proven conservative leader. He's honest. He's a man of integrity and character. Todd Lamb's going to be a governor that's going to roll his sleeves up and get down to the hard work. He has a vision for the future. Todd Lamb's going to be a governor we can all count on.
Todd Lamb, endorsed by the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Todd Lamb, a proven conservative you can trust. On Tuesday, June 26th, vote for Todd Lamb for governor.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahomans for Lamb 2018.
The good news about the 2018 Farm Bill proposal of the Senate Agriculture Committee put out by Pat Roberts of Kansas, Debbie Stabenow of Michigan, the good news is it's a boring bill. The bad news is that it is a boring bill. So says Ferd Hofner of the National Sustainable Ag Coalition. He says all about the Senate bill having none of the lightning rod features of the House bill regarding SNAP. It improves the chances of passage, but it has very few what Hofner calls signature initiatives. There are not any changes to SNAP, basically, as demanded by the House Republicans. The one thing that was going to probably be looked at is a little bit of a drop in the $900,000 a year AGI number. Under current law, people with up to the $900,000 a year in adjusted gross income, the amount doubles for a married couple, are eligible for subsidies. Andrew Wamsley with American Farm Bureau says that's being cut to make room for some of the changes in Title I.
There is a lowering of AGI from 900,000 to 700,000. You know, we're understanding that the committee's working in a tight budget environment, so to make some of those improvements to ARC and dairy, there had to be some cuts in there.
They do have some money in the bill for an FMD vaccine bank that makes animal agriculture happy. Bottom line, this is a bill that can get out of the Senate Ag Committee very easily, bipartisan fashion, and be passed on the floor of the Senate, expected to be, in fact, voted by the full Senate between now and the end of June, according to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Meanwhile, House Republican leadership still trying to figure out a way to get votes for their version of a farm bill, hoping to get a vote by the end of next week. This past week, World Pork Expo was happening up in Des Moines, Iowa, and a lot of pork producers there very concerned about where we are with trade. Jim Heimerl is the board president of the National Pork Producers Council, and he says that while they're hopeful that the administration will be able to get some relief for producers quickly on these tariffs that have been thrown up in retaliation to U.S. moves against countries like China, a lot of producers are starting to wonder if agriculture being left out to dry.
We want to be good patriots as our pork producers and say that, we're doing our part to help negotiate these deals, but we can only bail water bleed so long and be at the point the spirit. We need help. He promises he'll help us, but hear our word that we need help out here and help us get these deals, help us get these tariffs off, help us get NAFTA negotiated and get the tariffs off.
National Pork Producer President Jim Heimerl at this last week's World Pork Expo. You've got farm news on Ron. Well, cattle producers, Superior Livestock, proud to present their Corn Belt Classic number 20, June 13th and 14th, coming live from Council Bluffs, Iowa, being seen on Dish Network Satellite 232, DirecTV Channel 603, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering over 67,000 head of cattle, 14,800 yearling steers, 11,000 yearling heifers, 14,000 weaned calves, and 24,000 calves on cows. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.